This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 3 p.m. More than my buddy, my brother, Randy Knowles, is here. You'll know Randy from the pageant 25 years?
25 years.
Sir. Is that the opening?
I came in 3 months after
okay.
we opened.
All yes. right. Those 3 months must have sucked.
No.
Terrible sound.
It was a learning curve.
Yes, right. Yes, it was. Before we get into the motorcycle showcase, a little bit about the pageant. Having been there, never played there, I've hosted there a few times. What are the acoustics like? Are they great? Are they challenging?
Well, I think they're great for a venue that size with that much concrete and no soft chairs bolted to the floors like a theater or what have you. And I hear that from a lot of guest engineers. They come in and say, the room sounds fairly dead, which is what they're after with all the reflection. And when they get people in there, they're like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And everything we learned in the pageant, we took into Del Mar Hall when we built that. And when you get that full of people, that's like mixing in a recording studio.
That's cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. There I have played. That is a sweet room.
How long has Del Mar Hall been open now, Randy?
I believe we're 7 years.
Wow. Sounds right.
Yeah, I think it's 7 years. I don't know.
Sounds right. So Randy is a fellow motorcyclist and motorcycle obsessed and puts on the motorcycle showcases, and you're branching out.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I started here in St. Louis in 2013, and this will be the 10th show in 12 years. 12 years here.
Yeah.
We took a couple years off there. But word's gotten out that this is a worthy event for not only for builders, but for just people to check out. Magazines, podcasts, and everything are spreading the word that this is a really cool event. I got invited to North Carolina 3 years ago, and I started doing Cycle Showcase up there. I got invited to Lake of the Ozarks for Bike Fest 2 years ago, and I started doing that down there as well. And then this year was the first year I took Cycle Showcase to Sturgis. And oh boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the big time there.
That was good.
That's
really good.
Super cool. And we talked about, like, any hobby, any discipline, people can be super judgmental. It's part of the fun. You know, this team sucks, that team sucks. But I loved when you said that all the hardcore Harley guys walked in and saw a Honda 50.
A little Honda 50.
And we're like,
dirt bike.
Look at, that's cool.
That's cool.
Because that's what we all started.
That's,
that was our original Harley.
Yeah. Very, very few people started their first bike on a Harley.
So. Yes. And I didn't even start on a Honda 50. I started on a strip bike, which was a Briggs & Stratton with a seat.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I might have one of those in the show this year.
Oh, fantastic. The old mini bike. My dad took me to Save Mart.
Right.
And it was $70, $79.99. And I've never, I don't think I've ever been happier.
Right.
I love my family. Yeah. I love my kids. But when we play the game on the show, like if you go back and live one day, right. Mini bike
day.
That's it.
Absolutely. Those little mini bikes are making a big comeback right now.
Oh, I bet.
There's a lot of people mass producing them and they're becoming real affordable.
They were cool, man. Yeah. My buddy had a Yamaha 80. It could have been a Yamaha 70. It was gray. And his little sister had the Bumblebee black and yellow Honda 50.
Yep.
And a Honda Trail 70.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
The innocence.
Yeah. The first week I had it, I could only go up and down my alley. And a cop pulled up. Uh-huh. And I spun it around and ran from him.
As you would.
As you would. In true motorcyclist style, and I left it running in my backyard, so he was able to track me down pretty easily.
When you were running, were you thinking that were you hearing Steppenwolf in the back of your head?
I was just like, so this is my life now. I'm on the run.
Got the marker out in your first tattoo. I'm an outlaw. Look out!
That guy, I'll never forget that guy knocking on the door, and I'm like, well, this is it. It's prison time for Dave.
Right.
And he was just cracking up. He's like, ma'am, to my mom, I need to talk to your son. He's just like, son, don't run from the police. Like, you're the 5-0, man. You're the popo. You don't have my best interests in mind. I don't know nothing.
And Dave's like, geez, it's the cops.
So great. So tell us about this year's St. Louis Showcase.
All right. This year we're going back to the City Foundry. I've done it there twice before. I've done it all over town,
yeah.
A number of different venues. But this year we're going back to the City Foundry at the event space there called 18 Rails.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fantastic venue to begin with to be doing this in. And bringing in 42 bikes, it looks like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that's kind of cool is the Foundry space is a little bit smaller than we've dealt with in years past. And the Foundry said, hey, we've got a tunnel. I said, huh? A tunnel?
Tunnels are cool.
And especially at the Foundry, as an industrial as that is,
yeah.
As old as that place. So they showed me this tunnel. They got an occupancy permit, and we're going to put some vendors, some artists down there. Just all kinds of really neat moto-centric stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
So it ranges from what to what? What can people expect to see?
Oh, I've got a drag bike coming out of Florida that was just completed 3 or 4 days ago that was built. And that's one of the cool things that people have taken to here at the Cycle Showcase is we're doing unveilings. Mm. If you've got a motorcycle you've just built or you've just restored or brought back to life or something like that that hasn't been seen by the public, we're going to cover it up.
Cool.
And when people come in at 11 o'clock when we open doors, you know, about 11:15, 11:30, we're going to start going around to these bikes that are covered up. Right now, I think there's 24 of the 43 that are unveilings.
Yeah.
And we're going to start lifting the sheets off of these, and we're going to tell a little story about them. We're going to say, hey, Dave, tell me a little bit about this bike you built. Well, this was my grandfather's, and
very
I restored
cool.
it. And you know, for somebody that spent a heaps of time, 6 months, a year, 2 years, building a bike, all the money invested, all the pride invested into every nut and bolt that they put on there, and to be able to go into a show like Cycle Showcase and to have it each bike on a pedestal and well-lit, and to be able to lift a sheet off of it to the applause of the public.
Cool.
Has been a really remarkable
thing. What kind of money are they putting into these bikes now?
Oh, who knows? I mean, there's some...
Every bit of six figures.
Oh, there could be. Yeah. But you know, there's guys that are building them all by hand in the garage with a torch and a...
Fun.
And, you know,
and what tends to be your favorite genre? What do you gravitate
to? Oh, I'm a chopper guy.
Yeah.
I'll always be a chopper guy because that's the stereotypical looking out the window of the car. Do you see the chopper guy with the hot chick on the back going down the road and like, wow, you're 12 years old. You're just wrecked.
Yeah. It's so funny you mentioned that. I rode as a kid and I didn't ride. And then I bought a Harley. And so this is like 2004. And the first day I took it out, I was on 270. Never forget it. And I'm terrified. I'm terrified.
Right.
I'm just thinking, how can I get downtown using all side streets? And then a bus pulled up next to me and a bunch of like 11-year-old boys, I could tell they're like, that's so cool.
Right.
You're so cool. And I'm like, if you could be inside my head right now.
I'm scared of that.
I'm terrified. Right. Yes.
Right.
It's not for wussies. Yeah.
You've become accustomed.
Yes,
you're familiar with your machine. You're comfortable now, and I'm sure you have. No,
I remember taking lessons. I took a private lesson from a guy, and he was doing the thing where you like turn as tight a circle as you can.
Yeah,
and mine wasn't very tight. And he goes, "Here's the deal. When you were a kid, you could just lay this thing down because you're stupid. Like your brain hadn't gelled.
Sure.
Now your brain goes that." That asphalt looks pretty hard.
That's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
But as you know, that's how people get hurt on bikes. They don't commit to the turns.
They don't commit. Yeah.
That's why so many people go out to the wine roads here, and they put their bike up for sale the next day because they get terrified and they're like, I don't want any part
right.
of that.
Right. Yeah. Well, that happens too.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's so much fun. I'm so glad I'm a motorcyclist.
I am too.
It's just.
It's given me a whole new family.
Yeah.
Of people that are like spirited,
yes.
like-minded, like spirited.
Yeah.
It's a really giving community, too.
So. And it's one of the best activities that you can do it with buddies.
Sure.
Or you can do it alone.
Absolutely.
Which I love both.
I do.
There's no alone like being on a bike alone.
When we were shut down for a couple of years there, when that one thing happened.
Yes.
I took off. And it was like, I don't have any shows at the pageant for 15 months. Let's...
Yeah, good for you.
It was fantastic.
I did the same thing with my buddy Scott. We went out to the Rocky Mountains and rode during COVID. It was like June of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Right.
Just us.
Man, I wish I had time to do that again.
Oh, man. No, yeah, right? That was really cool. Right. Do you have a favorite bike this year?
No, absolutely not.
Not that you're going to say anyway.
No. You know what? I've got vintage restorations that there's a guy coming up out of Southern Missouri, and his grandfather raced a Bull Taco in 1971, and he wrecked it. And it was the last time it was fired up, and he's had it ever since, and he just restored it. He's going to bring it back to life, and we're going to unveil it.
Cool.
Something very cool, like an old dirt track racing Bull Taco, pulling the sheet off of that for the first time in 50 years is amazing, you know? That's really cool.
Yes.
There's chopper. I've got choppers that are being built we're going to lift the sheet off of. I've got three husband and wife teams that are building bikes, his bike and her bike. We're going to unveil the six of them, not at the same time, but we're going to unveil these husband and wife teams.
Fun.
Everything from racing bikes, classic bikes, historic bikes, vintage bikes, American, European, Japanese. If it's got two wheels,
nice.
Actually, a couple of them got three.
The three wheels.
Yeah. If it's anything in that genre, it's cool. Let's show it off.
So days, times, admission, all that kind of stuff?
So the show opens Saturday at 11, and it goes 11 to 7 on Saturday, and on Sunday it goes 11 to 4. Mm-hmm. So you got time for that other thing.
Yes. Plenty of time.
But if I can throw this in, since we're at the Foundry, we've got the Alamo Draft House there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't we show biker movies? And then I started thinking, I know this guy locally, Will Thomas, who's a film producer, if you will, and he kind of works in the motorcycle scene. I reached out to him. He's put together this whole film festival for the weekend as well. We're taking over a screen at the Alamo Draft House. It's going to be cool.
That's very cool.
Biker movies over there and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And,
any websites or anything for people who need reminded?
Go to cyclechoice.com. I'm heavy on Instagram at cycle.showcase.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook once in a while. But, we're just come on down to the Foundry.
There you go.
It's $12.50 to get in.
Uh-huh.
Pretty reasonable, I reckon.
Very, very much so.
And and kids under 16 are free. If you don't have a driver's license, come with your parent and you get in free.
Love it. Thank you, Randy. Right. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Dave.
DGS on KMOX. Webster's Dictionary defines middle-aged as between 40 and 60.
Whew.
How's that hit you guys?
Got a couple years ago.
Not great.
And I'm basically out of it. Middle ages came and went.
And you said who defined it that way?
Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, well, who cares what they think? Well, I would say it. I'm not even kidding. This is not like kissing your butt or anything, but it's changed.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that window of middle is extending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably not necessarily extending down, although maybe a little bit. but definitely extending upward.
Get with the times.
Yeah, Kurt tried to say the other day that he was middle-aged, just like in passing. I'm like, you're 35. We're young.
Yeah, you're still in the youngs.
Everybody calm down. Let's not use words like middle-aged.
I would really like to not be middle-aged.
I would say middle-aged is, I really, truly, and of course it's a cliche, but the older you get, the farther off it gets. But it has changed a lot with me being the first year of Gen X, last year of Boomers, cusp year, that we're just different than the greatest generation was in the Boomers. But I would say it's 45 to 70.
Yeah, I was going to say just retirement age.
But yeah, like if I'm 65 and someone says you're a senior citizen, I'm not going to fight them.
Oh, that's
because I'm old. But
I'll know you in 5 years, hopefully, Dave. There's no way I'm going to think of you as a senior citizen.
I know.
There's no way.
You know, it's funny, though. I mean, like, even though I know it's true and my parents are well into that, they don't act like I picture senior citizens acting. Yeah. Even though they do, I mean, like, but that's because I picture it as my grandparents. When that's just because their generation was different.
Well, like Phoebe is a savage. She's partying her face off, but she's so much more mature than not just me, but my contemporaries were when we were teenagers. Like that's changed too.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I think they have a lot of access to. I mean, internet provides you so much like advice that I wasn't getting when I was 19.
No, they're so in tune with their mental health. Maybe too much.
Yeah,
but we weren't at all. I was just weird. I wasn't seeking out, am I ADHD or what? I'm just weird.
Yeah. No, you're right. That was definitely the view back in the day. If you were just different, you were weird.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't always really weird, it just seemed like it because that someone's different.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say kids are more mature and senior citizens are less mature.
Which I think is a good thing.
I think so, too.
I don't want to be mature.
And you never want to buy into something because it's so easy. It's so easy to go, oh, well, I'm not working out because I'm 60.
I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's so easy just to buy into those things.
Yep.
You know what's hard? Bending over. I can lift weights easier than I can bend over and pick up a pen. It's the weirdest thing.
Bending over's hard.
But it's very performative for me.
Yeah.
Like, even if no one's there, I'm that whole thing. Do you guys ever get up and groan and do that? Like on a weekend or something?
Mm-hmm. Every time. I don't, but I like bending over or like even squatting down is fine. Twisting is bad.
Mm.
Turning my whole body. Ugh. See right there.
That was real.
That was genuine.
The struggle is real.
I literally just turned the chair and my back went, nope.
What if he really hurt himself?
If I'm doing, I've just fallen off with yoga so much. I used to be going like twice a week.
Yeah.
And I just haven't really been doing it as much. So now when I do it, I'm like, oh, the whole time. It's just crazy how much flexibility you lose. I mean, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's a funny, Dave, the way you put that is funny because I groan and grunt more getting out of bed than I do when I'm working out.
Yeah. It's weird. It's harder. 334.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For DGS on KMOX, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Let me get in my chair for a second. Okay.
Right? it's a real. I'm very performative in general, and it extends to when I'm alone. Because when I'm, if I drop a spoon making my coffee and I bend over to get it, it's all sorts of 80-year-old. It's all sorts of, somehow it makes you feel better. I'm like when I'm about to throw up,
stop it. No, we're not going there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But when I do that, I'm like a wounded deer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm making noises that no one should make.
Yeah.
Well, it's just not a very pleasant experience as an adult. And probably not as a kid either. But as an adult, throwing up is.
Yeah, my daughter's roommate has the norovirus right now.
Right.
So she's just like, you know, counting the minutes.
Yep.
You can't go anywhere. You can't go sleep in someone else's room, I guess.
Send her a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that for my hospice work, that if there's COVID, no, if the person whose passing has COVID, you have to sit vigil in the full hazmat suit.
Oh.
Yes. Like the big yellow thing, you look like a minion, which I've not done yet, but seems to me like that might freak the person out.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's my time to go, I'm not sure I want to be.
And see that, yeah.
Yeah, holding the hands of Dustin Hoffman from Outbreak. So
now, do you have to do that if there's a serious virus involved too?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just COVID. Now, that's interesting, though, that you asked that. Yeah. Like, if there's one case of COVID in the entire facility, you have to mask up and test and all that kind of stuff, because it goes like wildfire through, you know, nursing homes and rehabs and places like that. So, anyway. So, obviously, kind of a gloomy day today, Dave. We're looking up for the rest of the week.
Yeah, there's another batch of rain on the way, but it's a little ways away. What you see right now is what we have this evening and overnight. Could be a rumble of thunder, a flash of lightning overnight as temperatures start to come up a little bit, but it's still chilly in the 40s for the most part overnight. Kind of a changeable sky on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm going to keep a chance of a spot shower, but limited. There's going to be a lot of dry time on Thursday, 38. Friday's a chilly day, but a quiet day, partly sunny, 42. The next batch of rain comes in late Friday night. I'm thinking after midnight, and it will last. Let's go from midnight Friday night until noontime on Saturday. Periods of rain. Saturday during the day is cloudy in the afternoon, but 59. And then Sunday is a quiet day, partly sunny but chilly, 38 degrees.
Very nice.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad. We just got over our skis there with that 76 degree day.
Yes, we did. Yes.
But it's what we deserved.
Yeah, it was nice. Wow.
After all that snow.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Payback.
It's amazing, you know, when you think about St. Louis weather. It's why I enjoy forecasting it so much. But Monday we were 76 degrees. Today is just gross.
Yes.
Just cold and gross and
it
wet.
It really is. Did you guys feel like January lasted forever because of the snow?
I didn't feel that way, but I saw so many people saying on social media, like, this is the longest month. This is like a 38-day long month. How is this possible?
Mm-hmm.
So
when I think back to the snowstorm, that feels longer than a month ago.
Yeah.
Which it was just really about does. A month.
Yep.
All the snow's gone now, right? Even the big icebergs.
Weren't there some out still on Olive?
Yeah, yeah, some of the
like black snow.
Yeah, north facing and black snow that gets covered in grime. There's probably still some chunks around.
Headlines, Rach?
That takes a long time to melt.
Sure does.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So we've been talking about microplastics in human brains. Cheery subject, I know. But a new study finds high levels of microplastics in our brains, and it's because of the fact that of the rate of accumulation they found mirrors the increasing amounts of plastic waste on the planet, which makes sense.
Makes sense.
There's more plastic waste on the planet. There's more in our bodies. They've increased 50% over the past 8 years, which is incredibly troubling. They also found that people with dementia had up to 10 times as much plastic in their brains as everyone else.
Wow.
The study compared liver, kidney, and brain tissue samples from autopsies conducted in 2016 and 2024. They found substantially higher concentrations in the 2024 brain tissue.
So not that you should know this, but do we know the major ways we get it and avoid it?
I don't know how you avoid it. I don't know how you get it. But I do know that the majority of these micro and nanoplastics measure 200 nanometers or less. So that's not much larger than the size of a virus. And jeez, it's small enough to cross the blood-brain barrier. So I'm sure we're like just inhaling it.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah. And drinking it.
Man.
Very
scary. Man.
Tastes good.
I'll get the plastic-flavored water, please.
Yeah.
The United States Postal Service is temporarily suspending accepting packages from China and Hong Kong due to new tariffs imposed by President Trump. The change is effective immediately, with the USPS and Customs and Border Patrol working together to implement an efficient collection mechanism for these tariffs.
So good luck with your Temu orders.
Who had a Temu thing today? Is that Andrew?
That was Wheels.
Oh, what's your
Temu?
That
was what it was. Good luck, because
I gotcha.
This is the packages are not coming through. They're going to be stopped. I guess apparently like letters and that kind of thing, like flat mail, will still be delivered, but it's packages that will not be.
Gotcha.
And it seems to be largely targeted at that type of thing, right? Because people are going, there's another site. What's the other one? I don't know the other one. There's another site that's not Temu. Yes, yeah, maybe that's it, that people are using, and good luck.
Yeah.
100,000 organic eggs were stolen from one U.S. grocer as the bird flu drives up prices. These eggs were valued at $40,000. The theft occurred amid rising egg prices due to this bird flu epidemic that started in 2022. Eggs have surged by more than 65% in the last year, with the U.S. Agriculture Department predicting a further 20% increase this year.
I have a really, really stupid question. I think it's really stupid because it shouldn't be. But is the price of chicken going up at the same rate as the price of eggs?
Doesn't seem to be.
I'm confused. I don't understand how they're not linked one and the same.
I was hearing how there are farmers who've had to kill as many as a million chickens.
Yeah.
And that it takes 8 months to replenish the flock, which was impressive to me.
Yeah.
You can get a million chickens in 8 months.
That's pretty crazy. But So, like, I guess are the egg-laying chickens are different chickens than the eaten chickens?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Well, no, I'm seriously trying to understand. Like, I'm sure the prices have gone up, but have they gone up? Like, I don't have anybody saying, we're going to charge you an extra 80 cents because you're getting a chicken breast instead of,
yeah,
like you're doing with the eggs at Waffle House.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that either.
Pfizer's CEO says he's had dinner with Trump's health secretary pick, RFK Jr., the Pfizer CEO's name is Albert Bourla, and he said the dinner meeting went really well. He expressed cautious optimism about the administration and highlighted Pfizer's focus on enhancing shareholder value and advancing strategic priorities. They stayed away from divisive topics like vaccines.
For some reason, check me on this, I'm less concerned about RFK Jr. than I am a bunch of the others, because I feel like healthcare is something... Like, who the hell knows what's going on with Gaza and the Department of Education and Elon Musk and changing the code? But healthcare, we all understand. And it would be a pretty big story if he were to try to monkey with vaccines. And I just feel like that's a bridge too far and that we wouldn't let that happen. I could be completely wrong. But I just don't sweat RFK that much.
I don't sweat him much either. But also nothing's really happened yet. So,
yeah,
you know, it remains to be seen.
Can't believe Tulsi Gabbard passed through. I mean, that's just kind of going under the radar. Mm.
U.S. cannabis shoppers face a market flush with illegal products. Despite the normalization of weed consumption, a significant amount of cannabis in the U.S. still comes from illicit sources. Criminal organizations, including those from China, are involved in the cannabis market, the illegal cannabis market, out-competing licensed vendors. So experts recommend purchasing regulated cannabis from licensed shops to ensure quality and safety. Word to the wise out there. Last story here. Fire Aid concerts raised an estimated $100 million for LA wildfire relief. The Fire Aid benefit concert featured artists like Olivia Rodrigo and Rod Stewart, raised over $100 million. The Grammys also focused on honoring Los Angeles and raised over $7 million in donations.
Yeah, it's great.
That's very nice. That was my final story, Dave.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Welcome back, DGS 350. Tonight we have the Odyssey Awards, which are like the Oscars for our company. And the DGS is up for 2, 3, no awards. So
wait till you see my red carpet outfit, though.
Am I seeing it now?
He's going to be wearing J-Lo's famous green dress.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Look it up.
All right.
What I would give to have you wear that to the Odyssey Awards. I would take you by the arm as my date.
All right. Let's see here. Oh. Yeah, no.
No, you can pull that off.
Yeah. No.
You can work it.
No. See that? Yeah, no. No, it'd be weird.
Could wear it backwards.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could definitely pull
show
that off.
Booty.
Well, I mean, it's not quite low enough, so yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Maybe you're not quite low enough.
Well, that's probably. I'm a little short, so you never know.
Saw something interesting. So if I were to describe myself, you guys may disagree. I would describe myself as extremely empathetic. So I'm empathetic in a good way. I'm a caregiver. I care about people. But I'm also overly empathetic and a people pleaser in that I'm very attuned to people's moods and emotions, and I try to work around them. And I saw something really interesting last night that modern psychology, it's always been that empathetic people, empaths, can read people. Like, oh, I can read a room. I can tell you where everyone's at, what everyone needs. But they are saying that it's the opposite. That the more empathetic you are, the more emotional you are, which tracks for me, and the more you are attuned to other people's emotions, not so much their logic, but their emotions and their moods, which are, by their very nature of them, untrustable because they change.
Right.
And so their conclusion is the more empathetic you are, especially if you are an empath, you misread people constantly.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
It does make sense when you lay it out the way you just did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always had a thing about this idea of reading people. Like, a lot of people feel like they have that skill, and I'm not sure most people do. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you know, I could tell right away. Like, really? Because you said that about this one, but you didn't say that about this other person who you were totally wrong about. Why are you totally wrong about them?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all get vibes, right? You kind of get a feel. Maybe it's a look on their face. Maybe it's body language. You know, we pick up on things we don't know that we pick up on. You know, I mean, just as an example, we don't necessarily register the same way, but animals pick up on our body language. They can read, like, just your posture, and they're like, uh-oh, keep away from that guy. Or, oh, that one's okay. He's not, you know, and I think we do it to a degree, but we don't do it without a filter, and we don't do it consciously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it almost, as I read it, it just seemed like we are reading people, and we're probably accurate for the moment, but that could change really quickly.
It's also hard to, like, the more I think about it, like, you might think based on your vibe that that's what's happening, but you don't always know that it really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
Like, I get it a lot. Like, what, are you mad? I'm like, no, I'm totally not. I couldn't be more chill.
You put that on my tombstone. Are
really?
You mad at me? It's constantly where I'm coming from.
Where you're coming from.
Where I'm
from. Okay.
Thinking that people are mad at me.
I get more of the people think I'm mad when I'm not.
Yeah.
No,
same.
I don't get that much.
Yeah. Was that Rach?
People think I'm mad too.
Yeah. And I'm like, I usually joke it. And I'm like, no, you'll know if I'm mad. It's people usually easy to tell.
People think I'm aloof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that just kind of like holding back?
Yeah. I'm just shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
And it's tough for people who aren't shy to get the shy thing.
Yeah. Like, especially when you're a performer.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, well, it doesn't make sense. You're on the rate. Like, you talk for a living. Why aren't you talking now? It's like, it's a totally different thing. It really is.
It really is.
There's something different about having headphones on and having the microphone and being with, you know, people you talk to every day for 4 hours. It's a little different than, like, talking to strangers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.